Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Hey, do you know you have a bird chirping outside your window?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's like a Disney movie over here. Yeah. It's birds chirping.
It's springtime.
It is springtime. You know, do y'all have these birds? This is a great thing to start off with. Everybody wants to hear about this. But we have grackles. Do y'all have grackles?
I don't know what a grackle is.
Well, they're like kind of ugly blackbirds. You might think they were like a crow, but they're not.
Okay.
This time of year, like from, and it, I think it happens. Okay. Here's what I'm going to say. I don't know much about ornithology, which I believe is the study of birds. But
hey, is this the first time we've ever discussed nature on the podcast?
I bet that's a safe bet. I feel pretty good about that. Certainly birds. Somewhere San Antonio is in the migratory pattern of the grackles. And so I don't know if we get them as the cold weather is coming as the cold weather is leaving.
Is that your next book, The Migratory Pattern of Grackles?
Spoiler alert. A whole new direction with my next book.
I can't wait to read it.
It's going to be fascinating because everybody wants to know. If I had a quarter for every time somebody asked me, could you tell me more about the migratory pattern of various birds?
Right. You'd have an empty pocket is what you'd have.
I would have zero quarters. That's how many I would have.
Uh-oh.
What?
Something happened.
I think I just put my hand under my computer.
I'm telling you, your computer, you have a new computer. It's ultra sensitive. Very sensitive.
Well, and it's thinner than my old one, so I'm still trying to get used to how it sits. Like, because I'm sitting on the couch, it's how it sits in my lap. So I was trying to adjust it because it was kind of bothering me.
Hey, you know how I solved that with mine when I got it? I got one of the in-case plastic covers, and it makes it more like the thickness of the computer we're used to.
Oh, okay. Then that's probably what I need to do. Because this one just, it sits a little funnier, and I'm still adjusting.
I'm sorry, I interrupted your educational information about grackles.
And now everybody's wondering. But, okay, so there's a shopping center right by our house, and the grackles all gather there. Sure. I don't really know why that is the gathering place, but I'm not even kidding you. And anybody who lives in this part of San Antonio can tell you, it's like something out of an Alfred Hitchcock movie. It's horrifying. When you go by, like, at dusk, it's just birds. I mean, birds on the wire, birds in the trees, birds. I can't overstate birds everywhere.
Birds.
And they eat these. There's some sort of, I'll be detailing this in chapter 3 of my new book. They eat some sort of purple berry that causes their poop.
Okay. Yes, Lord. To be like maroon.
Like it's like purplish maroon. And so it gets on, it's disgusting. It gets on everything. And now I can't even remember what I was telling you about. That is not a grackle outside my window. So I'm not real sure. None of that was for anything.
Hey, we just call those blackbirds in Alabama. I didn't know that. Well, that stands to reason we wouldn't know the fancier term of grackle.
Well, if you lived with Perry Schenkel, you would know it.
Yes, I would.
The grackles. In fact, yesterday at church, after church, we do breakfast tacos on the first Sunday of every month. We do communion and community. So we serve communion and then we have breakfast tacos after. And we were going to do it outside, but the grackles. Mm-hmm. So it defecated, but
again, a first.
Yes. All over the picnic tables. And so we could not do them outside. So anyway, I don't think that is a grackle outside of my window right now, but it is spring and the birds are moving around is what I'm trying to say.
Maybe it's a robin.
It might be. I don't know that we have robins, but it's,
hey,
it could be a wren.
Could be for sure. Hey, how do you, to transition awkwardly, how do you prepare and serve breakfast? I was about to say breast tacos, which is really a whole other thing.
It's not that kind of podcast.
I just, woo, breakfast tacos for a crowd.
We pick them up. There's, as luck would have it, there is a Mexican restaurant, the Taco Garage. You've been there. Taco Garage is right across the street, pretty much from where we meet. Mm-hmm. And so when we do, so we have a sign-up sheet as people come in. And so we have your taco options and mm-hmm. people order. And then usually I go pick up the tacos during service. But yesterday, Gully's husband offered to go pick up. So he went and picked up the tacos during service. Mm-hmm. And then we just put them out because they're wrapped in foil. So they stay warm. And so go pick them up, and then everybody eats their breakfast tacos.
Well, that is delightful.
And we hang out. I know, but you know what we thought about is I think because I used Favor, the food delivery app, mm-hmm. for the first time mm-hmm. Friday night, but we said we think we could probably start getting Favor to deliver the tacos.
I think you probably could.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we were saying that might be a good option for next time, and then that way nobody has to leave church to pick up the tacos.
Well, you know, I looked after the last podcast and saw that that Favor is not an option here in Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
We don't have it yet. Mm-mm.
Okay. I used it for the first time, which ironically to pick up Chris Madrid's, but Friday night Caroline had a friend spend the night and Perry was out of town. And so we were trying to decide what to do for dinner, and I really wanted a burger from Chris Madrid. So I was like, well, why don't we try it? But it reminded me so much of your Shipt experience. Yes. Because it was like, you know, hi, my name is, I'll be picking up your dinner tonight. Would you like hot sauce or ketchup with your burger? How about jalapenos? And I thought, well, this is mm-hmm. the best thing. I would pay you $100 right now because I don't have to get my car and go get that burger. You know, like,
right, yeah.
And it was delivered and it was timely. And mm-hmm. I mean, nobody murdered me when they got here with my food. And so I was like, I'm sold.
As
I
think an
I'm
added gonna use bonus, it. You're still alive.
As an added bonus, I live to tell about it. Mm-hmm. And so I felt pretty good about it. So
I know I did Shipt last week. Today I actually went to the grocery store because mm-hmm. I had time, but I yes. thought as I was shopping, like I can't remember what I was looking for, but I thought, oh, see, this is where I would get a text that would say, I'm so sorry, the rosemary and olive oil crackers are not available today. Would you rather have the roasted garlic or the roasted cheddar? Like it would, I feel like it would, you know.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just, yeah, it's, I know. I see, I've got to go to the grocery store today and I'm just dreading it. Now, somebody has told me that San Antonio does have something similar and it's called Burpee, which I feel okay. like is an unfortunate name.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would call it Burpee, but I haven't researched it yet. So I don't know if that's true or not. And I don't know where all Burpee goes.
Okay. Well, I'll have to look because I'm fascinated apparently by delivery services.
I know, but we said, you know, here at the only grocery store we really have is HEB. I mean, we've got technically there's Walmart, there's Target, but like really the only place most people shop in San Antonio is HEB. And we said HEB, if they were smart, should just get their very own delivery service and app.
Right. They should get on that.
Yeah. So that's that to me. They should do that and cut out the middleman, just do it themselves.
Well, maybe somebody at HEB will hear this podcast. Unlikely, uh-huh. but maybe they will.
And mm-hmm. but they probably never thought, this is probably the first time they've ever thought about that,
They'll probably call it the Shankle. They'll probably.
Exactly.
Shipt in Alabama and Shankle uh-huh. in Texas.
Yep. Shankled. Mm-hmm. I've always thought it sounds like something that could happen to you. And apparently it's going to be grocery delivery.
Grocery delivery. Shankle.
Yep.
Okay. Well, what are you cooking this week? Do you know?
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm going to tell you, last week I cooked 3 times.
Okay.
And which is really about average for us because, I mean, we're just 3 of us. And so if I cook 3 times, that's, I mean, like we ate leftovers last night and kind of finished off mm-hmm. everything mm-hmm. I'd cooked. So I did pulled pork. I know you'll be shocked to know that.
I did that too this week.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I actually hadn't done it in a long time. So I did pulled pork one night. I did your chicken parmesan, you know,
oh,
off your blog.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's really Giada De Laurentiis. I can't talk yeah. today. De Laurentiis' chicken parmesan, but yes, it's delicious.
I did that. Perry actually requested that. Like when I was like, what do you want to cook? What do you want for dinner? And he's like, oh, do that chicken parmesan, you know, which is super easy.
It's so easy. So
I did that one night. And then I did chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes the third. Which, you know, is my personal favorite. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so we had lots. And then so between that and eating out, we had lots of food left over. And so, but this week it kind of feels like, God, I just cooked three times last week.
That's how I just felt at the store. I was like, I didn't really do this because Shipt did, mm-hmm. but I thought I just figured out what to eat. And now yes. I'm figuring out what to eat again, which
yes.
to me, even more than shopping, is the hardest part of the whole deal, because I feel I don't want to do the same things over and over, but I feel like I can't think. And I know, and this leads into what we were talking about a second ago, not on the podcast, but in real life, mm-hmm. about organization. Like, I feel like I should have a way to rotate. And I'm sure that far more organized people would have like a spreadsheet of everything they fix.
Yes.
And I don't. So.
No, but you know what? I can't do that. Like, I know that people meal plan and that's like a thing that people do. But here's my problem. I don't know today what is going to sound good to me on Wednesday.
Right.
And so if I have bought all the stuff to make like spaghetti, then on Wednesday I can be like, bleh, I don't want spaghetti. Gross. So I like to, that's a thing. Like, it has to be something that sounds good to me. And I don't know what's that. So I don't want to plan out my meals.
Yeah.
Because what I end up doing then is I waste food, because I'll have chicken that ends up going bad because I bought chicken. And then I'm like, I can't eat chicken this week. The end.
Well, I know. And that's why I tend to just buy an assortment of meat and an assortment of sides, mm-hmm. and then figure out how I'm going to put it together later.
Yeah. See, that's smart. That's smart. But,
I got some fish. Well, I got to cook that tonight, like regardless of how I'm feeling, because you can't hold on to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a whole, I just, you know what I really wish? And I'm going to transition us here. Okay. I wish that I was like Lady Mary Crawley and I just sipped martinis. Thank you. I could just sip a martini out on my lawn in an evening gown as I saw my estate in the distance and Miss Patmore was cooking my dinner.
Right. Yeah. Hey, what was it last night? And we're talking about the season finale of Downton Abbey. So as we move into this, just so if you haven't watched it yet, you're going to hear
spoilers.
You're going to hear some spoilers. I feel like they walked around an inordinate amount last night. Did you?
They did walk around a lot
more
last
than
night,
we have seen them, I feel like.
Yes. But you know what I think it was? The show is always visually stunning, which is one of the things I've loved about it. But I almost feel like it was like letting us see every gorgeous backdrop one more time. There was a lot of movement. Like, we got to see the estate so many times. We got to see Bertie's estate.
Something.
Oh, listen, Edith did well for herself.
Edith did okay. What was the line? Do you remember that Lord Grantham said last week about Edith, who couldn't even make her doll's mind? Do you remember that?
Yes.
It made me sad. I thought that is the best line for somebody whose life has been short on happiness. She could not even make her doll's mind.
She couldn't even make her doll's mind. And then he told Cora last night, he said, "We are talking about our child who has barely known a moment's happiness in 10 years."
I know.
That's right, because we have watched her over these 10 years. And listen, mm-hmm. not much more could go wrong than being jilted at the altar, nearly dying in a fire.
Listen, she dodged a bullet with that guy she almost married, though. That guy who jilted her at the altar, like, he was deep awkward.
He was very, he'd done something, remember? Because he's the one that said, "Have you done something jolly with your hair?" which is one of my favorite.
He sure did. I totally forgot that.
And then, you know, because that translates, you think that's cute, but then 5 years in that deal, you'd be like, "I'm just married to this old goob with big teeth that wants to ask me if I've done something jolly with my hair."
Oh, golly.
So, I know. Sir Anthony. Wasn't his name Anthony something?
Sir Anthony.
I can't remember. So anyway, but yeah, she ended up with Bertie, who I think was just so cute and awkward in his own little way.
Yeah, so perfect for her.
Yes, perfect match. So, but yeah, I felt like last night that scene struck me where I was like, they're just all out on the lawn having cocktails. Mm-hmm. And I want that. And here's the thing. I could roll a cart out and serve martinis on my lawn, but it would not look like that.
Well, I mean, I think the same could be said for most of us.
Yeah. I mean, we would have red Solo cups
I was going to say, starting with one, where do I find the cart? Where do you...
Well, exactly.
Where do I get said cart?
Yes.
My second question would be, how do I make a martini? Third, what does a martini taste like? I've never had a martini in my life.
You've never had a martini?
No, I've never had a martini. You know what it is? I think it is. I think it was like when I was growing up, that was the pinnacle of the grown-up drink, and I think I got scared of it.
Yes.
I think I got scared of the martini.
I don't know that I'd ever had one, but I went out when we were in College Station one time. I don't remember when, at some point, but there's this great restaurant called Christopher's that's really nice. And Honey and Big take us there for like special occasions, or just sometimes they'll just take Gully and me there because they have the best food and the best drinks. But Honey always gets a martini like extra dirty. And so I was like, what does that mean? Like, tell me about, and here's what sold me on it. She said, it means like it's got more olive juice in it,
okay.
Which, you know how I feel about an olive.
Yes, I do. Yes. Strongly.
I adore anything with that. And so I tasted hers and I was like, oh, now I could drink a martini. I could drink that because it's kind of sour and it's not sweet and it's kind of olivey and whatever. So I think I could be a fan, especially if I had a cart and a butler to make them for me on the lawn.
Okay, this is a total sidebar. What's not a sidebar when we do these things? Mm-hmm. What is your favorite kind of olive?
I think I just like...
It's okay for you to pray about it. We'll come back to it.
I know. I got to think about it. I really think I just like a straight up Spanish olive.
Okay. Spanish olive.
What's yours?
I like a Spanish olive a lot. I like the bigger Spanish olives. Also a fan of the olives they have in Fresh Market where it's an olive stuffed with a little cube of mozzarella. I find that to be delicious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is good. And I like... Now, I like to get sometimes the ones that are stuffed with a jalapeno.
Oh, I've never had those. See, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's a good, I like an olive with a jalapeno in the middle because it's the spicy and the sour.
Yes.
And then I just bought for Caroline. They have you know what? And you and I got it when we were in Birmingham. But at our little olive bar at HEB, which I can't get delivered to my house, they have... it's like an olive spread, kind of a tapenade kind of thing. Mm. And I have been buying that. And Caroline, that's her new lunch right now, is I buy like the sub rolls and I do that olive spread and then ham and then cheese. And it's good.
Little muffaletta.
Yeah. Yeah. And she loves it. So she's like me with the olive thing. Like she and I'll sit and eat a bowl of olives. I think they're so good.
They're so salty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then later you feel like, man, I can't even feel my fingers. They're so swollen.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, but it was so good at the time. Mm-hmm. It was so good. So,
I did think we saw a lot of them. It made me remember, though, I think it was season one with the Crawleys where they had the big lawn party where they all the ladies reclined.
Yes.
And it was kind of a little bit of a throwback to that, I felt like. I just thought the whole thing, I loved that episode so much. I thought it was just so beautifully done and it just wrapped everything up in the most delightful way.
And it was nostalgic because it just made you think back, like just, I don't know, to different moments and like to see Thomas, the whole arc of Thomas's story, I thought was great because we used to hate him so much, and Carson and and the way that all played out, and I loved the whole thing because here's the thing, I like a happy ending. I want to end on a happy note. I don't want to end with tragedy. I wanted to see everybody happy, and I felt like we got to see everybody happy.
Yes, I did too. I wanted to see everybody like, I don't know, just taken care of. And I felt like they did that. They totally did that. The thing that got me, the first thing that got me watching it was when Barrow was saying his goodbyes and Lord Grantham shook his hand.
Yes. Yeah. It was, I know. And even when Bates said, I would rather we part as friends. And
yes.
I was like, I loved that. Yeah, I thought the whole thing, I thought they did such a good job with it. So, but then, and I read it on your blog today, but I was the same. When they did Auld Lang Syne at the end, and they, I was like, well, just, you can put me in the bed. I mean, you can.
Yeah. I've never been so glad that everybody in my house was asleep, that I did not have to explain to anybody why I was crying.
Mm-hmm. I know. It was, well, and that was, Perry was up, so I had to kind of like, you know, I had to kind of suck it up, Gladys, because I don't mm-hmm. need him. Like, why are you crying over these fake people?
I don't understand.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought it was so, like, the whole ending, I loved that, like, that Isabel said, you know, we're going forward into the future, not back into the past. And then when Violet said, if only we had a choice. Because I thought, oh, that's so, it felt so true to life, where I thought, you know what, you are excited to go into the future, but sometimes you think, oh, I would love to just go back to this moment. And it just symbolized how, like, their whole world, because they don't know that in 1925, but, like, how much the whole world was about to change.
Yes, and how moving forward is so bittersweet.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. Leaving behind what's past, and I don't know. And I love that she had the last word of the whole series. I felt like that was so poetic, and I just loved it. It was so good.
I know. It was beautiful.
I know. So now I'm just back to, I'd have, there's nothing. Now, somebody, have you ever watched at church yesterday? One of my friends was telling me, because we were both talking about how excited we were about Downton Abbey, and she asked me if I had ever watched Doc Martin.
No, and you know what? I think we have recorded it before, but I've never watched it.
She highly recommended Doc Martin. Okay. And she said that it would kind of fill some of the Downton Abbey. She said it's not nearly as good, but it's still, she said it was still a really good show. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll give that a whirl.
I'm writing that
it's
down.
It's like in its third season, Doc Martin.
I need something to watch, like, I want something I can watch sort of in a marathon sort of way. You know what I mean? Like, I want something where it's about two seasons in and I've got to play catch up. Because really, I haven't had a show like that since Good Wife, where I was really trying to play catch up, you know? I mean, I enjoy
that. I really haven't either. Good Wife I watched, even though I have not watched it at all this new season.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Like, it's, it got canceled. Like, this is the last season. And I feel like you really have not missed very much.
Well, that's kind of how I felt like once, you know, one of the main characters, I won't say, I felt like once that happened, I was like, it lost its appeal to me.
Yeah, it sort of changed. And I mean, you can't unring that bell. And so once they rang it, it did. It took a little bit of the life out of it, I feel like.
Yeah. So, and then I watched Parenthood again, which I was really enjoying watching Parenthood. But now we're up to the part where I've gotten to where, like, Christina's, like, running for mayor and all that. And they really lost me those years, where I was like, we're not running for mayor and we're starting a school and nobody has that much energy. Nobody can do all those things. So anyway, I'm kind of now I'm like, I'm done. I watched the ones I wanted to watch, because those early years of Parenthood were my favorite.
I have not watched anything Parenthood related, I guess, since it was over. I have not gone back. But, you know, I haven't watched Friday Night Lights again. Like, I haven't watched. I know that probably offends you to your very core.
I know, because, you know, I'll watch it anytime it's on. I watch all the episodes.
But I haven't watched it since I watched it the first time through.
Okay. But even Friday Night Lights, because it comes on here, like, every day somewhere it comes on. Mm. But, like, if it's season two, where Landry and what's her, Tyra, kill that guy and all that. Like, I'm like, no, check, please. I don't want that. But season one, I will watch the fire out of. And seasons four and five, sold. Yeah. I will watch over
and
over.
Done and done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, just from a, I'm going to ask you this, and this may put you on the spot, so don't feel any pressure if you don't have an answer prepared.
Okay.
So yesterday, you know how I like, I think you've seen, you know how I love my blue agate necklace? I think you've seen it. It's on a long chain, and I have a yellow one now. And then yesterday I ordered myself a green one, because the thing about me and a trend, I'm going to run that thing in the ground. Like, I'm going to milk it until I just hate it. But I love them because it's just like a little pop of color. They're simple, which, you know, I appreciate in jewelry. And so I just sort of, when I ordered it, I thought, I think this would be really cute with some white jeans and maybe just a spring top. But are white jeans still in? This is my question. Are white jeans still a thing?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Okay. Yeah. I think you're going to want white jeans. Yeah. I think white jeans are, I don't foresee them going out.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Yeah, I do think, of course, you've never left this train, but I do think that we will see a resurgence in some, I think skinny white jeans are still going to be in, but I also think you can do some flare or boot cut white jeans too.
No, I've never known.
I know, you've never left that, I know, but because I bought a pair last year of boot cut, like some flare white jeans, and I enjoyed those immensely.
Okay, so what else? What are two more things that you think are going to be a deal?
Oh, that is a good question. Well, I think wedge sandals, because I think you've got to have a wedge to wear with the flare.
Sure, which you and I both ordered some wedges the other night when we were depressed after the primaries.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. We ordered some. We're going to make America great again with our shoes. That's what we're doing.
It's a whole different strategy than a particular.
I'm going to start with my own feet to make America great again.
My own feet. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, yeah, so that... I don't know. I feel like I hate to say this, but I feel like we're kind of going back to tops.
No.
What?
I feel like anytime we say go back, like it's going to be something I don't like.
I feel like maybe like tops that hit more at the waist. You know what I mean? Like I think we're kind of
back.
I know. I'm not saying that I agree with it. I'm just saying I feel like I'm seeing a... You know, just stuff that is not maybe as long and tunicky as it once.
Oh, no.
I know. But I think that that's okay, because I think we're at a stage of life where I don't think that we have to follow the trends unless they are a trend we want to follow.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I think that's the beauty of it, is I think we can kind of pick and choose. Because for me, I still like a tunic, although I do feel like I am wearing less of them than maybe I was.
So what are you wearing instead of them?
Well, no, I should say, I just think that like for a while, like remember last year I had like that Johnny Was, I think I wore it to the book signing in Birmingham. It was like a tunic. It's like embroidered, like that kind of that look.
Yes.
I feel like it's kind of not as in maybe as it was.
Okay.
Does that make sense? But, you know, it's funny that you bring this up, because I cleaned out my closet yesterday. I normally don't do it.
Sure, you did. Like, yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the best part was, is Caroline had a friend over. And listen, they got so, I said, I'm cleaning out my closet, because they were like, what can we do? We're bored. And so they came in and listen, they tried stuff on, and her friend took home like a bag of stuff out of my closet.
Oh,
and
I good got for so her. Terrible. Yes.
But it was just, you know, like random tops and whatever. But she was like, I was like, if there's anything y'all want, you know, whatever. And they were real happy about that. But I think stripes are still going to be, I think the whole nautical thing is still kind of a trend.
Navy.
I think navy is a big thing. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of, what was I going to say? I think the wide leg pants, I think the, you know, that palazzo pant kind of thing, I think we're going to see. I don't know. Off the shoulder is supposed to be a big trend.
Well, praise the Lord. I mean, I've just been waiting. It's been on my prayer list for years that it would come
just
back.
To be able to show my shoulders.
Oh, just to be able to show my shoulders again. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Thank you,
so
Lord.
That's one. I'll probably be, I mean, I don't really see that I'm going to, I think ruffles, I think, you know, I think that kind of stuff is all, but there's nothing, here's what I'll say though. There really is, like, it was funny because, okay, so this was my point is, as I was going through my closet yesterday, I kind of looked and I thought, number one, I feel like I have more color than I've ever had, which granted it is all my spring and summer stuff I got down, which tends to be brighter.
Yeah. I feel like I have more color than I've ever had too.
I have a lot of color, but here's what I'll say, and I really haven't been out in the stores yet to really shop, so I don't know. I have yet to see anything I'm like super excited or feel like I really want to have that for spring or summer. Mm. You know, like I haven't seen that go-to, and because what I really have enjoyed wearing more than anything, and I tend to put on every time I have a speaking thing or I have anything to go to, is like my black, you know, you've got one too, the black three-quarter sleeve tunic flowy top.
Yep.
You know, because like that and a pair of jeans, I feel like I can dress it up, I can dress it down, and I've got, I mean, now I have a black one, I have a cream one, I have a maroon one, I have an olive one, you know, and like Those to me, it's just, it's, they're just so easy.
That's, I thought the other day, because I actually went Nordstrom Rack, because Hazel's with us now. She just, I pulled the ottoman in here so she could get up beside me, by the way. Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyway, I went Nordstrom Rack and looked to see if they had any of those whatever, however you pronounce it, Pleon, whatever. Yeah. And I thought, if that particular fabric, if that particular shirt style goes out of style, I'm in trouble. That's my favorite thing to wear when I speak.
Favorite thing. I agree, because here's the thing. It doesn't wrinkle. I mean, you know, it doesn't wrinkle. It doesn't mess up. I feel like it's real versatile, because I'm like, those tops, you know, like a lot of my stuff, like I had some plaid flannels and I put those up because I won't wear those till next year. But I'm like, those, I can wear them year round, because now I'll just wear them with my white jeans, sure. You know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I think that's, now I do like, and you've got some of these too. I do like the little kimono, little drapey wrap things. You know, we've always loved a drapey wrap. I think that's a good, and there again, though, that's so easy because you put on like a plain shirt and jeans and then you throw one of those on and it's cute.
And I put on a long necklace and boom, you're done.
Yep. You were done. So
with your wedges you wore when Donald Trump carried Alabama, and boom, you're done. That's
exactly it. You were making America great. Oh,
we can't go down that rabbit trail. My blood pressure will go up.
I know.
Come on, America.
Do better, America.
Listen, we got to do better. What else we got? What else we thinking about?
I've been thinking about this lately. So a girl here who lives in town, I'm not going to say her name because I don't know if she wants me to say her name. She used to be one of our campus life kids.
Okay.
But she has started a whole business, and I've kind of always known that she did this, but apparently it's like a real business, which I did not know. But she's like a professional organizer.
Listen, one of the girls I taught when I first got here, and I won't say her name either because I don't know if she wants me to, but she's done the same thing. And I saw her mama, this was probably a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I said, I think I want her to come to my house, but clearly I have not. But
And so I was so fascinated because I watched, there was a little clip of her because she was on like one of our morning shows the other day. And she said, like, they were talking about a junk drawer, and she said nobody like intends to have, like, you don't have a junk drawer in your kitchen, like nobody intends to have that. It just becomes that. A drawer becomes that.
I think I intended to have one. I mean, I think I was like, hey, let's put all the random stuff where we don't know where it goes down here.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I mean, that's us too. We've got one, but she was just talking about how to, and here's where I'm going to make a true confession, which is so much insight into my personality. As soon as she said that, I thought, that is so true. But then I quit watching and I did not see what her solution to that was, because it stressed me out.
I know. Well, was it you who told me, or no, maybe it was my friend Heather who told me that, like, she had seen somebody say, if you really want to get organized, you don't tackle drawer by drawer. You go through your house and you go object by object. And you round up all the pins.
Like objects?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm about to really stress you out. But the way to really purge is not to organize your drawers, but to organize by object. And they're going to say, okay, I'm going to get every pin in this house, and I'm going to put it in one place, and I'm going to weed out what I don't want.
Then, I think I'd rather talk about Donald Trump than this. I'm so stressed out.
I'm going to go get every roll of wrapping paper in this house. And I'm gonna sort through it, and I'm gonna throw it out. I'm gonna go get every candle in this house. That's the way you tackle it. Every napkin, every fork, every kindergarten art project. Like you group by object, and that when you do that, you really whittle it down. Because if you're going drawer by drawer, you'll keep more stuff than you would if you looked at it like. And
I have 400 Sharpies. I don't need 400 Sharpies. Right. I can probably throw some out, especially these that don't work.
Sure, for sure. Yeah, the ones that don't work that I try and they don't work, and then I put them back in the thing with the pins.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So that intimidated me. It makes so much sense that I got totally intimidated. And I was like, well, I'm going to need a year off. Like if that's how we're going to roll with this thing.
No. I can't even. Here's what I'm going to say that you need to know about me right now. I have in front of on our built-ins, we have three baskets mm-hmm. that Holly Mathis put there. She didn't tell me what they were for. They're just decorative. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you that in one of the baskets, and I can see it right now, and most of the time you don't notice it, but I'm going to tell you what is in that basket right now is the star that goes on top of our Christmas tree.
Yes, right where it should be.
And I put it there when I was taking down the Christmas tree in December. And I can just about guarantee you it's going to stay right there. Because unless I decide to go through and collect all the stars sure. in my house.
Yeah. But I'll put things away without thinking about why. And uh-huh. so I have everything put away. But uh-huh. there's no system to it because, you know, I'm terrible with a system. If you need a process or a system, uh-huh. I'm the last person you want to choose for that. Like, I can't.
Yes.
I can't make it yes. make sense. And so
Perry asked, this is one of our regular marital fights, is that he'll be like, where's the ruler? Where's the ruler? And I'm like, I don't know. It's either in that drawer or whatever. And then he'll go like, find it. And he's like, so is this where we're keeping it now? Because because in his mind, it goes in like the middle desk drawer is mm-hmm. where the ruler goes. In my mind, it just goes with, well, here's a drawer. I'm going to put the ruler in it because this is where it is. And I'm cleaning off the countertop right now. So it could be in our silverware drawer for all I care. Yeah. I just want it out of my line of sight. Yes. Yeah.
That's why David asked me last week. He was like, hey, where's our measuring tape? And I was our tape measure. And I said, mm-hmm. On top of the microwave, because that makes sense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the perfect place to keep your tape measure. But that's how that was the last place I put it. Mm-hmm. It makes mm-hmm. no sense. It makes no sense.
I'm same. And I really thought, I should hire this person to come and organize everything. But I thought I can't maintain it. No. And even that stresses me out.
You see, I'm stressed out right now. I've got my head in my hands. I'm so stressed out.
Cause I'm like, I can't, like, in my desk drawer right now, Perry has his desk drawers that are all very orderly, and he's mm-hmm. got everything is, I mean, he's got like a tray where he's got like a letter opener and his pencils and mm-hmm. you know, everything
insane. So organized.
If I opened up my desk drawer right now, number one, it would like stuff would spill out. But mm-hmm. I mean, I've got like maybe some old pictures of Caroline from something that are tucked in there.
I'm gonna open mine and tell you what's in here, just for fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is my desk drawer in my office. The one on the left, for some reason, I've put stuff in there, but not really. The one on the right. Okay, I have a clicky stick for a candle.
Uh-huh.
I have an external hard drive. I have a picture of the city of Birmingham.
Of course you do.
A little thing that says friendship is a gift from God. I have a hammer,
mm-hmm.
some washi tape, a battery charger for a phone, post-its, nails. And a lot of used post-its, like from where I was writing the book. And I like made notes to myself. So bring all that baggage to Luke 1 and Mary. I don't know what... What's that mean?
Yeah, but it meant something. It meant something, or you wouldn't have it there. And so I'm glad you're holding on to it. I know, that's me. I would have some receipts from like last Christmas's presents that mm-hmm. none of which are going back now, so they could probably be thrown away.
Oh, here's a receipt.
You know. Mm-hmm. 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 I would have that. I have like a six-pack of Scotch tape, even though I don't really need to have a whole six-pack of Scotch tape in there. I could just have one Scotch tape. Mm-hmm. I would have maybe some Christmas cards that got thrown in there. Probably some envelopes from other friends' Christmas cards because I needed their address because they moved.
Good call. Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. So you know that stuff is what I would have.
I'm just trying to cram this random assortment back in there so I can shut it.
Mm-hmm. But I laughed this morning because I had I met with a lady who's been going to our church, and it was actually a really good meeting. But I laughed because part of what she is and does is she's like a strategic planner.
Oh.
And I was like, here's basically the word strategic and planner do not apply to any facet of my life.
You and me both, sister.
I'm not strategic and I'm not a planner. I'm both. Just, I can't.
Yes. All of the above, no.
And here's the reason is this goes into, look, we're about to go full circle. This is the same thing with my meal plan. I don't know what I'm going to want to do on Wednesday. So I can't plan for Wednesday until Wednesday gets here because that's how I end up committing myself to something where I'm like, God, why did I say I would go do that?
I know,
because I was in a good mood.
Mm-hmm. This is why that we are utterly frustrating personality types like yours and mine, we are so frustrating to people who like to be hyper-organized. I run into this all the time with different stuff. We're like, because when people start trying to put me on the spot about something, I start to feel hemmed in. I start to feel real nailed down. It's that part of my personality that is never happier than when plans get canceled. Like,
as much as
I love you and want to see you, like, if for some reason it doesn't work out, I can promise you I am on some level relieved. And it's not because I didn't want to see the person. It's just because it's one less thing. Like, I don't know what I think I'm going to do with my wide open time.
I know.
Watch Real Housewives? I don't know. Maybe.
I agree. You know, it was so funny because Gully and I just had this discussion because I got asked to speak somewhere and I can't even remember the date, but it's like Friday, October 8th or Friday, October 7th.
So far.
Or whatever. But here's the thing. I told Gully, I was like, I don't know if I want to do it because that's Columbus Day weekend. And she was like, well, do you have plans for Columbus Day weekend? And I said, no, I don't, but it's a 3-day weekend. So that's I might. Like, I might.
Hey, and you don't know what the Aggies might be like in football by that point. And if you might, that's, you know.
Thank you. I know. That's the whole thing. Is it just is always, I like to keep my options open. I'm just not good at nailing things down. So I'm not strategic and I'm not a planner. But I'm not either. I so appreciate that people have those gifts.
Well, obviously, because you and I mean, like, do you think we would have ever finished or released a book? I mean, if not for the planners?
No, goodness,
we'd still be on chapter 4 of the first one, if that. Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you, I've said it 1,000 times, but Dr. Daisy, my favorite professor in college, she always said, Sophie, you are a person who needs a deadline. And she was so right. Truer words have never been spoken.
Yeah, it's the truth. It's the truth. I'm the same. If I don't have a deadline, I just, it's all just meaningless.
Well, and that's why I wonder, like, if I did have somebody come in and try to organize us, if I wouldn't get resentful. Like, well, who says I have to keep up? Who says I have to keep the system? What if I want to move all the glasses to the cabinet, you know, like over here? I don't know. Don't fence me in, I guess is what I'm saying. Don't fence me in.
Yeah. Because the only place I really, and I'm sure a true organizational person would be like, your closet is not really organized. But in my mind, it's the most organized thing I have. I like to keep my closet organized. And unfortunately for Caroline, I like to keep her closet organized. Like, it's very important to me. I like the clothes where they are supposed to be.
I would say the only place I am really organized is on my computer. Like, my documents on my computer are super organized. Anything I've written, I know I can go right to it. And I guess some level, it's about what's like meaningful to you. What do you value?
Yes, that's it. You know? Well, there you go. Yeah. So, and I'm probably same because, like, I have my speaking notes, my speaking things, my chapters. I have each book. I still have each of that. I have it, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that matters to us. But, like, if it's not something that I love to do, and, like, you love to organize your closet, but if I don't love to do it, I'm not going to be organized at it.
Yeah. Okay. There, we've solved it. We've solved it.
All right. Y'all are welcome for your insight into this psychological profile of people who don't like.
Isn't that her name?
What was it?
Marie Kondo, isn't the name of the girl, the magic of tidying up, isn't that who wrote that?
I have no idea, but I'll trust you on it.
Yeah, the magic of whatever it's called, because everybody apparently loves it. I mean, it's a life-changing journey. I mean, it's been at the top of the bestseller list for forever. But I read that one excerpt from it that talked about how you needed to, like, be gentle to your socks and not roll them up in a ball. You need to talk to your clothes and, like,
seriously.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. I mean, it's everything. It's like, it's a whole thing of, like, being your socks in a ball. It's like they can't breathe when they're in a ball. But see, I can't start assigning feelings to inanimate objects.
No, well, you know, that's funny because I went to pick up Chinese food one day last week, and you know that jade ring that I have that I wear instead of my wedding ring a lot because I like to. I like it, and I can bang around in it and not feel self-conscious. I was picking up the food, and the girl said, she said, "Oh, I love your ring," and I said, "Thank you so much." I said, "I bought it at an estate sale a long time ago, and I don't know, it's." Like, to my little symbolic English brain, it's perfect for marriage. And And she said, well, you know, jade is a living thing. And I said, no, I did not know. Well, then I was like, oh my gosh, like I've got this living thing on my hand. I don't know how I feel about that. But it was the same thing. She said the color will change according to your mood and all this kind of stuff. And I kind of got, I need my
intimate optics. She might have been thinking about a mood ring. I don't know about that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I need my inanimate objects to be inanimate. I don't
need exactly right. I don't need to start thinking about it because I can already, like, I mean, even as an adult, like, Toy Story can take me down a bad path if I don't feel like I can get rid of any Caroline stuffed animals. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I get I start to feel bad for them. And I'm like, no, that's not a real thing. Like, that stuffed bunny doesn't know that it's going to, like, Goodwill. You know?
Stuffed bunny's going to be fine.
Stuffed bunny is going to come out on the other side of this thing and be all right. So, it's all going to be okay. So,
all right. Well, I guess what we've discovered here is that probably neither one of us has any business with a professional organizer.
No, probably not. It's not our thing. But I do think it's a very valuable service because
if I
needed to be organized, I like to know there's somebody I could call.
Yeah. And I actually wouldn't mind somebody like to come through the house and go, like, why do you have this piece of this Tonka truck from 2006?
Yes.
You know, like I'm keeping it like I think I might at some point find the Tonka truck. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I have all this stuff.
I know, but you don't. Yeah, I know. But you just think as soon as I throw that away, then, yeah, I don't know. So.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. You know, I've got all these baskets in my office, and in one of them I have all my booklets from, like, different women's conferences I've been to over the years. And I had a thing about 4 months ago, right around the new year, where I thought, why am I holding on to all these notes? Like, I mean, it's just a bunch of paper. Da, 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 da. But I'm here to tell you, I went back and looked at one of them when I was writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've never been more glad that I had it.
See, I know. Mm-hmm. Every now and then. Well, I've done that with, because like I save like all my Bible studies where I'm like, what am I going to do with all these?
Me
you know
too.
What I mean? But I'm like, every now and then when I'm working on something, I go back because I'll remember something I read in one of them or whatever. And so I'm like, well, I'm glad I had it because,
me too.
You know, I have been trying to get better about getting rid of books, old books, because I tend to collect a lot of books. And
I
so,
do too. I've gotten where I take all of mine to our library at school.
Okay. And that's, yeah. And donate them.
Yeah. Because, I mean, then kids can read them. But,
yeah.
Yeah, because I can get real bogged down with books.
Love them. So I know, me too. And so I really have tried to just save the ones that are like, that mean something to me, you know.
That you'll get back to again and again.
That I may want to read again. So so that's that. Caroline has just texted me from school. I was looking to see what it is.
What'd she say?
She didn't say anything. She just sent me this thing we've been laughing about. Have you seen the thing on, it was like on Facebook or something, but it was like different things you would call an animal. Like if you name the animals.
Right.
And it was what did they call it? I can't think of it. Oh, like a raccoon. You'd call it, like if you didn't know it was a raccoon, you'd call it a trash panda. You know, like they're all these. And a snake is like a danger noodle, you know. They're hilarious. And so she just sent me a bunch more of them on, just so clearly she's working really hard at school.
Yeah. I'm hitting the books, sister.
Clearly she is just as buckled down at school. That's she texted me the other day and she said, do you know, I'm gonna tell y'all, here's this joke, do you know why there are no knock-knock jokes about America?
I don't.
Because freedom rings.
I won't tell Alex that when I pick him up.
See, I know. It works out. So now you can tell him a dumb joke. So that's
it. Now, are they supposed to have their phones at school? Or can they have them or can they not have them?
They can have their phones at school. She's actually at lunch right now. Okay. Like I'm joking. Like she's at lunch, which usually if I hear from her, it's going to be because like they've eaten lunch and then they usually go outside or they can go to the library depending on. So she can have her phone and then they can always have their phones at school. And then their teachers have in the classroom, like there's like a green light, yellow light, red light, situation with the funds. So if it's a red light situation, which is like testing and teaching and all that, you cannot, absolutely can't have out phones. If it's yellow, it's different students according to, like, if you finish your work, you can listen to your music or whatever. And then green is if there's actually a class period where they have you using your phones or it's free time or whatever.
Interesting. So how is it just like a, do they have like a sign or is there an actual light, like, or do they put it on the board?
I don't know. Okay. And that's kind of the language they use with it. So I don't know if the classroom actually, or if the teachers just kind of say, you know, hey, you know, green light, everybody can have out their phones if they want them or whatever. I don't know.
I like hearing how other people handle stuff like that. Cause our kids at school can have theirs at lunch. They can have them out. They're not technically supposed to have them out during the day unless somebody has given them explicit permission because of some kind of extenuating circumstance, but they can take them out during lunch and text and whatever.
Yeah. And I do think that there's something, like, she's made the comment, like, we're not supposed to be on Instagram during school, you know, right, like, I don't think you're supposed to be doing
social media.
Yeah. No social media stuff during school. So she's either like just texting, like she and her friends will text back and forth, or I can see a lot of times, like, because I look at her browser history where, like, she's looked up different stuff you can tell in classes for, like, assignments or whatever. But different teachers, I think it's just because, like, last year her science teacher was totally, like, let the kids have their phone anytime, like, was all about them bringing earbuds because she felt like it helped them to listen to music when they took tests if they wanted to do that. Like, so it just, and, you know, some teachers are just like, no, you absolutely don't get your phone out. So I think it's a personality thing.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. So, but you know, they're talking about, like, eventually, like, the classrooms, you know, I mean, I think the way it's going is that eventually the school will provide everybody with some sort of computing device that, you know, that you've got. So, which is just, it's a whole new world.
All our kids have iPads.
They do? Yeah. See, I think that we're getting to that, you know, we're a bigger school district and we're public. So it's, you know, the money thing, but I think that's eventually the way it'll go. They had talked about, like, our long-term tech plan.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, all right, you know. We got anything else? There was something else I wanted to talk about or I wanted to ask you about, but I can't think of what it was. SEC basketball tournament coming up this week.
I know. Guess who were the SEC basketball champs?
The Texas My A&M Aggies. Aggies.
How about that? Who would have thought that we would be? I mean, in a million years, if you had said, what do you think y'all will win the SEC championship in first? I would have said football. I would no longer have said that. 3 years ago, I would have said football. But basketball, I'm like, just blows my mind. But I'm so proud of our team. And, our coach has Parkinson's, and I feel like he's just had such a hard-fought battle, and so it made me real happy for them.
Well, I know. You know, I love tournament time. Like, it just makes me happy. I like March Madness. I like that whole thing. And and State was playing well at the end of the season, so then maybe they'll have a little tournament run. You never know.
Yeah, I know. You just never know. I know that was us. We went through, like, a slump. We lost, like, 5 games in a row. And I was like, well, that's that. But we rebounded. So
y'all did.
Yeah. We did. So so that's that. And then baseball season has started, so that's kind of fun. So we're going to actually go. That's next week. Is y'all spring break next week?
No, ours is not for a few weeks. Ours is the last week in March, 1st of April.
Oh, wow. Oh, so it's like Easter.
Yeah, it's later than it normally is. And I know I thought for Alex's birthday that I was going to take him and some friends to State to see Mississippi State and Oregon play. But he's got lacrosse next weekend. Like, he'll have a game Saturday and he'll have practice Sunday, so we can't do it.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to A&M and the Longhorns play baseball next Tuesday night. Yep, and it's totally sold out. And so we're going to go to that. So that'll be fun. That's part of our spring break fun. And actually, that's about the only thing we have planned for spring break right now. But
that's plenty.
Yeah, listen, what else do you need? So we've got that. I'm just so excited to have Caroline was so tired when she went to school this morning. I thought, I'm so glad it's spring break next week. We need a break.
Yeah, I'm feeling that need for a break right now. I told you, like, I kind of feel like it's time. I feel it's just time.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like you've written a book or anything, too.
And you know, I think part of that too is I really felt like when I finished the book, I thought, okay, I'm going to breathe. But as soon as I finished the book was when all this lacrosse stuff started, which has been so fun and he has so enjoyed it. But like, and school really kind of picked up, like just a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. you know, springtime at schools is busy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was nice this past weekend. We had a little bit of just kind of an exhale time, even though there was, you know, we had a few things going on. It was nothing like, I feel like it has been, where I just every day felt a little bit like a marathon.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. That's what this time of year, that was us this weekend. We didn't have soccer. We didn't have anything. And I was like, this is nice to not have anywhere, but it does feel, I feel like spring always just gets so busy. And I for sure know that after spring break, you look up and it's like, well, now it's summer, you know, like feels like the rest of the year flies by after that. So,
and apparently still we're going to get on a bus this summer.
Apparently we are. In fact, I just saw that Kelly Stamps had posted something. Apparently we're going to be in Arkansas on June 15th, which I didn't know.
Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got to figure that out because we had just planned with, I thought we were starting our tour later than that. But, and so Gully and I had planned on, Jen had texted because, you know, we're doing ant camp with Lincoln this summer.
Sure. Yes.
And so we were going to do it that week. So now we got to figure, we got to rethink, we got to refigure that, but that's all right. That's neither here nor there, but yes, we are still getting on a bus.
Very exciting.
I know. So we'll stay tuned for where we're going. Cause we don't know yet.
We don't know.
But Arkansas on June 15th.
For sure. Arkansas.
That's what it, yeah, that's what it said.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess that's okay. It for this time.
Okay, well, that was fun. So I guess we'll do it again soon. And I'm going to go order my new microphone right now.
Okay, I sent you a link.
Okay, all right, I'm going to go order it.
All right, y'all have a good week.
Okay. All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.